Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is clock. C-L-O-C-K.
Really?
You bet your life. It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who have on display the outstanding DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission and the all-new Plymouth, your best buy in the low-priced field. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I'm again with $3,000 for one of our couples. Well, who's first, George? What have we got on the veranda?
Well, Groucho, we invited some dancing instructors to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Ann Reardon to be on the program. Her partner is Mr. Bill Eddy. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, hot diggity diggity. Welcome, youngsters, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Ann Reardon and Bill Eddy. Ann, you're a dancing instructor, it says here, huh?
Yes.
Where are you from, Annie?
Well, I was originally from St. Louis, and I lived in Chicago, but I've been out here since I was 12 years old.
In other words, Annie doesn't live there anymore.
That's right.
Are you single?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'm correct in guessing you're not engaged. Am I correct?
Yes.
Are you busy tonight?
Yes.
You say yes?
Yes.
Tomorrow night?
Yes.
You said yes four times in a row. You realize that?
Yes.
Apparently, the answer is still no. This is the most delightful brush-off I've had in years. Bill Eddy, that's you, huh?
Yes,
I don't care how many times you say yes. My guess is you're about 5 years older than Ann. Is that right? How old are you?
Well, I'm 28.
Ann, was I pretty close?
Yes.
Still saying yes, eh? Right after the show, let's you and I have a soda, just the two of us, okay?
No.
They always get around to that sooner or later. Bill, are you married?
No.
Engaged?
No.
Can you support a wife, Bill?
Well, reasonably well.
You're walking on quicksand, Bill. Where do you work?
I work for the Bank of America in Glendale, Maine office.
Oh, you work at the Bank of America. Ann, congratulations. This is better than striking oil. Bill, what do you think of Ann? And be candid as you like. You know, you're among friends.
Well, on such short acquaintanceship, I think she's a very lovely and charming girl.
I haven't seen a banker pay that much interest since the boom of 87. I've often wondered about banks with all that money around. How do they know you fellas won't take home a few samples?
Well, the bank conducts a very thorough investigation and ascertains our honesty before we're employed.
That's not important. They better make sure you're honest after they hire you. Isn't there some little way an employee can make an honest mistake, like slipping a couple of thousand under his toupee?
Well,
be honest, isn't there?
Well, a teller could go out to lunch and take a couple grand with him and not come back, but wouldn't be long before his absence was noticed, and he'd be caught eventually.
Yes, but by this time he'd have had the lunch. Well, apparently you've been giving this some thought anyhow, haven't you? Ann, you may have your honeymoon in Rio de Janeiro. Bill, by the way, I know the Bank of America is a very big bank. It happens I've got $32 there myself. Now, just between us, what assurance do I have that this money is safe?
Well, all deposits up to $10,000 are insured by the federal government in Washington.
That's my guarantee. Huh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Have you heard that the federal government is about $280 billion in the hole? And that's after they collected Crosby's taxes. Let's talk about you, Ann. Where do you do your dancing?
The Arthur Murray Studio on Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh, Arthur Murray. Oh, I know him very well. As a matter of fact, I was on his show a few weeks ago. Did you see it?
No.
You didn't, huh? you remember right after that, you remember he got robbed? Did you read about that? Well, there was no connection between my performance and him. I just thought he should have paid me off in something besides dancing lessons, that's all. What is the most popular dance these days? I know the one I like. The costumes are wonderful. All you need is 7 veils. You do that dance at all?
No, we don't.
What is the most popular?
Oh, of course, Foxtrot. And it seems everybody nowadays wants to learn the mambo.
Oh, the mambo. Oh, I remember mambo. Mm-hmm. That's a sort of a combination of rumba and jitterbug, isn't it?
Well, that's pretty close.
With a little catch-as-can wrestling thrown in for good measure?
Pretty close.
And you think you could teach this guy anything?
Oh, I'm sure I could.
Bill,
when do you think you could get together with her just to kind of talk things over, huh?
Well, we discussed this a little bit before the show, and we decided if we won any money, why, we might get together after the show and talk it over a little bit.
This was, you knew this all the time when I was talking to her at the beginning?
Huh? Yes.
Like a cat playing with a mouse, huh?
Well, she gave the right answers.
It was more like a rat playing with a mouse. You two have already gotten together, huh? Well, I swan, huh? Gosh, I haven't swanned in years. Apparently, he doesn't spend all his time foreclosing mortgages. Well, you're a very attractive couple, and Anne, if Bill has trouble carrying you across the threshold... After you're married, don't worry. Do what I do. But... Now, let's see how much money you can win. You beat our other couples, and you get a chance at the big money. Now, let's see. You select a general information quiz. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is.
For 70?
Okay.
What's that for me?
Okay.
70, eh?
$70.
All right. In a matrimonial sense, what is a Benedict?
It's me.
Benedict.
I might just want to guess. It's a ring. The guy that gives the ring.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that the fellow that gives the ring to the groom?
No, that's a married man, usually newly married. Well, that's...
Single, I'm sorry.
Now, what question do you want?
Go,
you still got lots of chances.
No, 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 50.
80,
60.
30, 100,
60.
60. What kind of a business establishment would you associate with a mortar and pestle?
It's a plasterer, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
A plasterer?
Either a drugstore or a pharmacy. Or a pharmacy.
Ooh, that's the thing he grinds it up in.
That's right, yeah.
Boy, we're not doing worth a dime.
No, well... So now what do you want?
Let's go for the 50. Okay. Can't get too low.
Okay.
50.
50.
According to Mother Goose, who went to bed with one shoe on?
This will have to be yours.
See, a married man with children would know this. Well, I know. It's Diddle Diddle Dumpling. My son John went to bed with his stockings on. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son John. You see, you have to have children.
Mm.
Remember that. Now then. It's your last chance to beat the other couples. What question are you going to go for?
$80.
$80. What do you call a freshman at West Point?
Plebe.
Plebe?
Plebe is right. At least you have $80. Yes.
Well, now we have a young lady with an interesting job, Groucho. Her name is Shirley Listell, and her partner is Mr. Charles Sandoval. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide by $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Let's see, Charles Sandoval and Shirley Listell, eh? You're Shirley, huh?
Yes, sir.
Shirley, you don't mind my calling you Shirley on such short acquaintance, do you?
Not at all.
What did you say?
I said I don't mind you calling me Shirley.
Do you always talk that way?
Well, I guess so. My voice didn't change as I grew up.
Your voice didn't change?
No.
How come?
I don't even know. It sort of left me, or I left it, one or the other.
Oh. Well, your voice was very foolish, Shirley. Now, how old are you, Shirley?
25.
25?
Yes.
You're a fine-looking girl. Mr. Charles Sandoval, is that's you, huh?
Yes, sir, that's me.
I can't help but notice that patch over your eyes. Is that anything serious?
No, sir. The bright light just hurt my eyes.
Oh. You look very distinguished with the patch. And the schnurrbart and the goatee and... isn't this a schnurrbart?
Schnurrbart?
No. Yeah, no. I think so.
Goatee.
Is your chin sensitive to light, too?
No, sir.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in the city of San Salvador in the Republic of Salvador.
Oh, well, why did you leave San Salvador? Did you get tired of bananas?
No, there was a revolution in 1929, and my father thought it would be a good time to leave the country.
You mean he let a little revolution scare him? Was
no,
he a coward?
No, certainly not. He was a president.
Well, the job blew up in his face, huh? I don't blame him for quitting. There's not much chance for advancement in a job like that. Shirley, let's get back to you. There's one question I haven't asked. You are married, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any outside interests, Shirley, or do you spend all your time keeping house?
Oh, no, I work for Paper Mate Pen Company. I have for the last 2 years.
Just what do you do there?
Well, right now I'm doing the first assembly. I've done fillers, first assembly, final assembly, inspection.
Now, what's a filler?
A filler is the...
And that's a fellow you were married to. I don't mean him.
Well, a filler in a paper mate pen is the little inside that you write with. Oh. That's what you buy when you run out of ink, but it doesn't happen very often.
Only when you write, I guess, huh?
There's about 70,000 words there.
There is. I don't know that many words. Well, can you write in an airplane with that pen?
Sure.
Can you write in a submarine?
Definitely.
Have you ever been in a submarine?
No.
Well, how do you know you can write in one?
Because we advertise it, and when we advertise it, it's so.
Suppose I were to buy one, how would I know if it was any good, assuming that I did buy one?
Well, it would be good if you bought it, because each pen is tested. We got 20 girls.
You test them underwater?
No, on paper. Uh-huh. We have 20 girls that write Johnson all day long.
Johnson must get an awful lot of mail, huh? Why do they write Johnson? I happen to know Johnson. He can't even read. Besides that, he's a married man. Well, does Mrs. Johnson get wind of this?
No, but Johnson has all the necessary loops and swirls and straight lines.
If you think Johnson has them, you should see Mrs. Johnson. It's been an experience talking to you two. But I'm sure you'd be much more interested in winning some money, wouldn't you, John?
That's right.
So let's play You Bet Your Life. Beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the big money later.
The banker and the dancing instructor won $80. The secret word is clock.
You selected science and fiction. Remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want? $10 one? $80? $100? Talk it over, your partners.
Good enough.
60, please.
60. What is another word for vertigo?
Vertigo, dizziness.
That's right.
Off to a good start with $60.
Now, what one do you want?
Okay.
70.
What do you call the colored part of the eye?
The pupil. The colored part of the eye is the retina.
Right.
No, the boat's
cornea.
Gone, Charlie. It's the iris.
Oh.
Now you have $60. Now what do you want?
We'll try the $80.
80? Okay. What is the common word for clavicle?
Clavicle collarbone.
That's right.
You now have $140.
Now, what do you want to try? Is your last chance to beat the other couple?
90.
90.
What is the science that deals with birds called?
Ornithology.
That is absolutely correct.
And you wind up with $230.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now, before we proceed, I have a telegram here I want to read. This is to Groucho Marx, NBC Hollywood. 500 radio and TV editors participating in the annual Motion Picture Herald and Fame magazine poll have voted George Fenneman the best announcer in television.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, gentlemen, thanks. George, get your head out of the clouds and tell us who's next.
All right, Groucho, we have a guest tonight from Down Under. He's Mr.
And don't ask for more money. You're just wasting your time.
No.
As a matter of fact, we may cut your salary.
We,
now that you'll have these encomiums.
What?
Encomiums.
We have a guest tonight from Don.
This fellow went to Stanford, and I went to reform school, huh? E-C-O-M-I-U-M-S. Something like that.
We have a guest.
E-Combs. Look it up when you get home,
I'll
George.
Do that for sure.
Look under E.
E. We have a guest tonight, Groucho, from Down Under. Mr. Ethel Smerdon.
Where is he, in the subway?
Well, you'll see in just a minute, I think. Mr. Ethel Smerdon is his name, and his partner is a Hollywood pioneer, Miss Mary Sackett. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mr. Ethel Smerdon. Oh, come now, you just made that up, didn't you?
No. My name is Ethel. That's a Scotch
Ethel?
Name.
Well, why aren't you in a gas tank?
Oh, well, Ethel, you see, is the male equivalent for Ethel, the girl's name.
Oh. How about Smerdon?
Smerdon, well,
what
that's...
What kind of a name is Smerdon?
That's old English, Devonshire. My grandfather came from South Devon.
Oh. Now, where are you from, Mr. Smerdon?
Oh, I'm from Auckland.
Auckland? Well, that's right across the bay from San Francisco, isn't it?
No, Groucho. Auckland, A-U-C-K-L-A-N-D.
I don't care how you spell it. It's still across the bay from San Francisco. Why do you assume this dialect if you're from Auckland?
Well, actually, have you ever heard of New Zealand?
New Zealand? Have you ever heard of encomium?
No, frankly, I haven't.
Well, that's right across the bay from Auckland.
Same place.
Now let's talk to you, okay, Mrs. Sackett?
Miss Sackett, if you please.
Miss Sackett?
Thank you.
I'm terribly sorry.
No, you may be sorry, but I'm not.
This hasn't been an easy day for me, so... Well, I'm glad you're not sorry, Mrs. Sackett. You're a spinster, huh?
I'm a spinster from Choice.
From Choice? Is that near Auckland? Where were you born?
In Suffield, Connecticut.
In Connecticut, huh?
Across the alley from the town hall, opposite the town park, with the town cigar factory in the backyard, the family orchard and the family garden, on my granddad's Connecticut seed leaf tobacco farm, 10 miles from Springfield, Mass., 16 from Hartford, Connecticut. And if you would dispose of the cigar, I'll thank you.
Can I just hold it?
No, I don't like some.
Well, how do you feel about me, Mary?
Oh, you look all right, perhaps, if you leave the cigar alone.
Okay. Does anyone have a camera?
Boy, am I getting pushed around tonight. How old are you, Mary?
78 years.
78? Well, you... You're certainly spry and chipper, and not married. Now, Fenneman introduced you as a Hollywood pioneer. How long have you been in California?
I landed here on Thanksgiving Day, 1887.
1887, huh? That was 70 years ago, huh? What was
California? Not quite.
No, well.
67.
Well, I wouldn't argue with you because I'd come off second best, but... Did you do any work as a girl when you first came out here?
Oh, I tended a store outside of school hours for my father.
Uh-huh. What kind of a store? A general store?
A general store, a country store. Mm-hmm. I took care of the post office when it came along in the corner of the store, and when they electricized the dummy line and put it down to Santa Monica, I had the ticket and freight business. Three of them at one time for 3 years.
Oh, I say, you were a pretty important part of...
Well, I had to have help.
You didn't do it all yourself, huh?
Well, when
Why did you quit the post office, Mary? Were the postcards getting too hard to read?
I didn't read the postcards.
Just the letters?
I couldn't get into letters.
Well, how do you spend your time these days? What do you do to entertain yourself?
Oh, I read and I walk and I talk.
You do them all very well, too, Mary. I hope I do as well when I'm your age next year. Do you ever watch my show on television?
Sometimes, not often. Because I seldom look at the television.
Well, do you like
me? You or anybody else. You're all right.
Took a long time to squeeze that out of you. Well, I'd like to continue this conversation, but now it's time to win some money. If you beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the big money.
Our second couple leads with $230.
Now, you two have to decide on one answer between you on all these things. Let's see how much money you can make. You select the geography. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what question do you want to start with?
Number eight. How's that?
Number eight? The $80 one? Is that all right with you, Mary?
All right. If whatever's right with him, it'll be all right with me, I expect.
To what country does Greenland belong?
Iceland.
No, it's Denmark. All right, now you got three more chances.
Come on,
which one do you want?
Say 70.
70. What is the capital city of Alaska?
Anchorage.
No, it's Juneau. What one do you want now?
Come on, what do you want now?
50?
Let's go the big one. You get nothing to lose so far. 100? Yeah, we'll go 100.
100?
We got to get together.
What is the largest state east of the Mississippi?
Largest? Now, you're from the United States. What's the largest state east of the Mississippi? Texas.
Isn't
that... Texas is west.
East.
Isn't that just like a man? Well, it's Georgia. That's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to bet? You want a $90 one? A $10 one?
No, we'll go the 100. Well, is it all right with you if we go the 100? It's all right with
me. No, you've had the 100. You can go 90.
All right, we'll go 90. All right?
All right.
In which of our states do you find Shoshone Falls? S-H-O-S-H-O-N-E. They're higher than Niagara. In which of our states do you find Shoshone Falls?
Higher than Niagara. That's Idaho, is it?
That's right. Idaho is right.
And you wind up with $90.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you didn't leave here broke, Mary. Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
And that means that Shirley Lestell and the man from San Salvador with $230 in just 1 minute get the chance of the DeSoto Plymouth $3,000 question. Let me tell you about a man who's going to be mighty happy soon. He'll be happy because he'll be enjoying the comforts of a really fine automobile. A top value used car he's going to pick out from his neighborhood DeSoto Plymouth dealer's great selection. Now, let's see why this late model, low mileage car is going to be such an exceptional buy. Well, first, the car was traded in on a new DeSoto automatic, then given a thorough inspection. After being completely checked from bumper to bumper by the staff of expert mechanics at the neighborhood DeSoto dealer's marvelous service center, necessary reconditioning and tune-up work was completed immediately. Finally, because your DeSoto dealer thought that this car was one of the top values on his lot, he awarded it the Groucho Special Sticker. That's his way of showing you the finest used car buys in town. You'll find you can buy one of these Groucho Specials on the easiest of budget payments. So if it's a fine used car you want, look for the Groucho Special Sticker. Then perhaps you'll be the happy man sitting in the driver's seat of a Groucho Special used car.
Remember, see the Groucho Specials at your neighborhood DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you.
Groucho, here comes our winning couple, the man from San Salvador and Shirley Lestelle, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $3,000 question.
All right, for $3,000, I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. One of the most famous of Greek legends concerns Jason and his quest for the Golden Fleece. The sailors who accompanied Jason had many wonderful adventures. For $3,000, what were these sailors called? It is a word still used frequently. Talk it over.
I don't know.
What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Argonauts.
Argonauts is absolutely right, huh? $3,000, and that was a tough question. How much did they win the quiz, George?
$230 in the quiz.
Which gives them 32.30. It's not bad. What are you going to do with all that money? At $16.15 apiece, huh?
I'm going to get a house.
You're going to get a house? And you, what are you going to do with
Same
yours?
Thing.
You're going to get a house? Why don't you get one between you, huh?
I think you get a duplex.
Congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life,
thank
huh?
You, sir.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember that the dealers who sell the outstanding 1954 DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission also have on display the remarkable new Plymouth, engineered and built to be your best buy in the low-priced field. DeSoto, Plymouth. Two great new cars. Both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see the DeSoto Automatic.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Don't be a wacky walker. Don't cross between intersections. You bet your life. Transcribed from Hollywood is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.